Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at the time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson. Presented by Beatrice Bakery. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it. I appreciate you being a part of this and hanging out with us on a Sunday. We'll run this several times this week, so I'll be clear in making that known. But we wanted to share some news with you about August and September on The Ticket. August, September, October, November, December on The Ticket, and a little of January on The Ticket. 402-464-5685 if you want to just share your thoughts on it. And I'm open to it. There are no wrong thoughts when I share this information, because a big part of it is that this is for you. And I know that we are in the middle of Husker Nation. And it will not change how we do business when it comes to the Huskers. Nebraska football season, listen, we're going to give you 2.5 hours of pregame before every game. 2.5 hours on the stream, brick and mortar, stellar. Got you covered. We're going to do 90 minutes postgame. At least 90 minutes post-game. Some Saturdays, I would imagine that we hang out a while because there's lots to talk about on the brick and mortar and on our stream. But ticket fan, listen, it's football season. Camps are open. The Huskers go to camp Wednesday, and I want to fully celebrate football. Now, I'm going to tell you, listen, we have a great lineup throughout the course of the day and our weeknights. Fantastic roster. But added value is what we're about. Added value. I believe it says the stream is wrong. Don't know. We can check that. Don't know what's going on. And David Farina, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. But I wanted added value for football fans, especially college football fans, and in NFL football fans. Look. We have the airways. We can stream multiple things at the same time. On the brick and mortar, we could have one thing. On the stream, we could have up to 4 other things. So why would I not give, I love you so much that I need to give you more options. More options. So what if I said that on top of our pre and post game coverage, and something's back. Someone's giving me feedback. Bach. Yeah, that. Yeah. It's just there. It's in my head. I wanted to make sure I wasn't hearing voices. You know I hear voices. A lot of the Randy Orton thing, you know. I hear the voices in my head. I just have to make sure they're friendly voices. I wasn't real sure. I was like, wait a minute, did I bump my head? Am I concussed today? Did I have too much caffeine? What happened? What is happening? Why are they talking to me? Leave me alone. But here's what I envisioned for you. And I want to start with the NFL. I want to start with the NFL. And you all know that you're here on a Sunday. So you know we have local programming on Sunday. And in football season, it's really important for us to have local programming. So we'll still have local programming. So imagine that you're going to have to listen to me every, you're going to, like Jay Foreman, Inside the Huddle, 11 o'clock, DP and Haas, 12, 1 o'clock. You know, we generally run the Nico Project, but we may move and adjust some things. Bill's Thrills, et cetera, those things, we can move them around so they make sense. Of course, the return of Mike Melby and Tom Stevens for Husker Rewind, they really good at breaking down Saturday's Husker game and what's going on. We know that we have student athletes that are going to return, swimming show, soccer show, etc. Full days. We're going to go all the way through. And of course, the nighttime stuff all the way through. Ricky Simmons, get your happy hour on, Raceway show, all the stuff. You're going to get all that anyway. But what I wanted was to give you the opportunity and the option to have some other programming. So what if I said to you that we are sitting in agreement so that we can bring you all of the NFL primetime games. Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football. So Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football on the ticket every week of the NFL, all the way to the Super Bowl. We got you. We got you. We got you! So there's that. Now, there's some things that go along with that for the NFL's sake, right? Because we'll get Super Bowl, playoffs, etc. Like, we want those things. Those are nice things to have in your arsenal. So you'll be able to go on the app and choose which feed you want. Do you want local programming or do you want the NFL? You can say that. Hey, man, I'm in a mood. Some weeks, it'll be somebody you love. Some weeks, it won't. I have to be fully transparent. I know that a lot of fans here are either Dallas Cowboy fans or Las Vegas Raiders fans. If you are, feel free to raise your hand in the text and just go, yep, Cowboys fan, Raiders fan. Pete Ferguson, I already know you're raising your hand and you're holding your breath at the same time. Because you fully understand, want me to say, we were offered the opportunity to carry all of the games for both of those teams. We could have chosen the Cowboys and broadcast all their games, or the Raiders and broadcast all of their games. But for those of you who know me, you know where I'm from. I'm from Washington, D.C. And as a part of my core, I cannot, in good faith, align myself directly and in full with the evil empire. I can't do it. I can't do it. Look, you know, I have family in D.C. My friends follow this station. Do you have any understanding of the amount of grief I would take? The absolute terror. I would be tortured if it was announced that 93.7 ticket, the DP station, was partnering with the evil empire and you were just going to carry Dallas Cowboy games. Now, it brings me great pleasure to say that I turned down the Dallas Cowboys because it's true. Yes, I love the fact that I got to say no to the Dallas Cowboys. Gotcha. Listen, now, in full fairness, there will be weekends where the Cowboys are on the ticket. So don't pout. Don't throw your get up off the floor. Stop kicking the floor. Stop holding your breath. It doesn't work. Doesn't work with me. You and your Dallas Cowboy tantrum. It doesn't work. You're going to get some Dallas Cowboy football on the ticket. You're going to get some Raiders on the ticket. So much so that on August 11th, Sunday, August 11th, just a mere 2 weeks from today, that at 3 p.m., Sunday afternoon, the ticket will carry the Dallas Cowboys versus the Rams preseason game. We even got you some exhibition football. The following week, Saturday, August 17th, the Dallas Cowboys and the Raiders at 8:30 on a Saturday night, you'll have the Cowboys and the Raiders. And then August 24th, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, it will be the Chargers versus the Cowboys. Chargers, Cowboys. Now, through the season, what we know to be true is that they have offered us quite the schedule of NFL games. I originally said that I wanted to keep some of the local content on the terrestrial radio early or late, either or. Because of their relationship with us, they have allowed us to be fluid. So some weeks we will carry the early game and then go brick and mortar. Again, all programming will be available on the stream. No matter what. No matter what, you will be able to get the live program, the live local program. No matter what. It just means that like today, the Royals are on the terrestrial and the streaming is available to you via all the other resources in streaming that we do. So, message, download the app, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, like them so that the additional content is available to you. And do it now. Don't wait until the day of a game that you want to hear and then you can't get to it. Or there's a show you want to get to and you can't hear it. Here are some of the examples of what's in play. And just to let you know that Thursday night, September 26th, the Cowboys are playing the Giants. Yes, we'll have that game. Sunday, October 6th, Sunday night game, Cowboys-Steelers. Yes, we will have that game. Sunday night, October 27th, Cowboys-49ers. Monday night, Texans-Cowboys. We got you. We got you. Thursday, Cowboys. Thursday, November 25th, Thanksgiving night, Cowboys-Giants. We got you. Sunday, December 9th, Bengals-Cowboys. We got you. Sunday, December 22nd, Buccaneers at Cowboys. Nighttime games are under. You're locked in. You're locked in. We will have Browns Raiders. We'll get you some different games. On week three, September 22nd, we'll have the Eagles at the Saints. In the early game, early pocket, it fits our schedule. We're going to do it. Week two, September 15th, 2:30, we have the Bengals versus the Chiefs. You're going to get some really good work. You're going to get some really good ball games. So spread the word. Listen, if you're working in the car, you're on a road trip, you want to be able to do this thing, guess what? You'll have some football or you can go to the app and have some sports talk. And those schedules are open and available. And it's pretty exceptional to watch how it played out. Different games, different features along the way. Depends on the week and what's going on. But, of course, through all of these things, you have options. We know that we were offered Saturday games in December. Got them. All the Thanksgiving Day games. Got them. NFL football. And, again, if there is a game of that you absolutely want, If you tell me in advance, there may be ways for me to do it. I'm not going to carry more Cowboy games. Just going to tell you. No. I already said no. Daddy said no. Daddy said no. Don't go to mom. Daddy said no. Just going to say, I'm giving you some. You can't have all the candy. You can have some of it. Now, that is our Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night schedule. NFL live broadcast on the ticket. Friday nights, high school football. Yes, we will focus and feature Lincoln High School football from the stadium. Yes, Nick Sainert on the call with, it could be one night, it could be he and Jay Foreman. The next night, it could be he and Amon Green. Could be.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
He and Vershawn Jackson. It could be me and Adam Carricker. I don't know. Depends on the Friday night. Depends on the game. But we will have that. So there's your Thursday night. There's your Friday night. There's your Sunday night and your Monday night. That's 5 nights of really good football. But there's more. I know you're thinking to yourself, hey, DP, what about college football? Hey, buddy, I got you covered. I got you covered. Remember, Husker pregame, 2.5 hours before Huskers play. Huskers postgame, 90 minutes, at least 90 minutes after the game. But what about the rest of the day, you say? What about the rest of the day? During games, and depending on the game, we will have live streaming a hangout. We'll have a ticket club where you can just hang out and be on the stream and on the text line, and we can watch the game for you, with you. Anything you want to get off your chest, questions you have, there'll be some former Husker here who can kind of break it down. Bach will walk you through it. Like you can just say, Bach will just tell you, yeah, this isn't good. this is terrible. This is going to be a long day. But what we know about college football is that it expands the day. And away from the stream and the brick and mortar, we have the ability to bring you games. So let's go into the early version. Hey, Bach, you ready for this?
No, I'm excited.
Right? That as it plays out, because there are different games that are in play, and you're trying to not step on the toe of Husker Nation and the fan, but there are folks who want football on brick-and-mortar radio and on the stream simply because. So that Saturday, August 24th, there's a game of interest. What if I said to you, we're just going to kick off the season with SMU and Nevada?
Some week zero football.
Week zero football. We just want to do that. So we're going to bring that to you. What if I told you there's a Big Ten team playing on the 24th? Minnesota.
Oh, that's a good one.
North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have that on the ticket. North Carolina versus Minnesota. Let's go to week one. Huskers play at what time? 2:30?
I think so.
2:30. So pregame rolling through. Noon, right? But what if you wanted something to do while the Husker game is on? We've been offered Miami versus Florida that we can broadcast during while the Huskers are, because we don't get to broadcast the Huskers. But I could also get you a really good football game to have on while the Huskers are playing, same time. Miami versus Florida. And then after the postgame show, right? Postgame show rolls 2:30, 5:30, 5:37, kind of got to play in, right? What if at 7 o'clock we give you Notre Dame versus Texas A&M? Mm. Even if it's the same time as the Huskers, right? You move to night game. But over here, like, you know, little Fighting Irish versus Aggies.
Good matchup.
Find out what Trev's doing down there. The following week. Do you have the Husker schedule up? Can you bring up the Husker schedule?
Right? 6:30 game in Colorado.
Uh-huh. So at 10:30 that morning, it is Texas versus Michigan.
Whew.
On the ticket. Not bad. Not bad. Of course, we're going to run all the full pregame for that one. We may extra go extra. But we could brick-and-mortar stream Iowa versus Iowa State. It's up to the listeners. You tell us what you want. The following week, what do Huskers have in week three?
So September 14th, Nebraska plays Northern Iowa at 6:30.
At 6:30. So we will pregame it at 4. But before that, the morning game on the ticket, Alabama versus Wisconsin. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad for a Sunday morning. What's the following week, Brock?
September 20th will be that Friday game against Illinois, actually.
So we can do whatever we want on Saturday.
That's right.
10:30, Tennessee versus Oklahoma.
Mm.
Hey, you want a game two on a free Saturday? How about a Rose Bowl classic with USC versus Michigan?
There's so many good matchups with these two, into the non-con games, into the conference games.
Hey, brother. The next week, week four, what do you got?
September 28th, Nebraska will play at Purdue at 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m. Later that evening, it's Georgia versus Alabama. Mm. What's the next week, Bach?
Well, then they've got Rutgers on the 5th. We don't know the time for that quite yet.
Yeah, we kind of think that's a midday. It's a midday. In the morning, we have Missouri and Texas A&M. At night, we have Auburn, Georgia. Mm. Not a bad Saturday of college football. What's the following week, Bach?
Well, October 12th, Nebraska will have the bye week.
Bye week! Hey, let's go down to the Red River and give you Texas versus Oklahoma. And then we will follow that up with a who's who match of the Big Ten Conference. Ohio State travels to Oregon. We'll have that here on the ticket. What's the next week, brother?
October 19th, Nebraska will play at Indiana. Once again, no time official quite yet.
We're thinking earlier midday.
Yeah.
Not a night game. The night game for the Husker for the ticket will be Georgia at Texas.
A lot of big names in here. A lot of playoff.
Georgia at Texas the following week, Bach.
October 26th, Nebraska at Ohio State. No time announced for that either.
Thinking that's a big nighttime game or an early game, but in the middle of that, we were offered LSU versus Texas A&M. Let's go. The following week, Bach.
November 2nd, Nebraska will take on UCLA. They'll welcome them in. Again, no time announced quite yet.
That's probably midday. Nighttime is Wisconsin and Iowa.
Mm.
Hey, the early game, Oregon at Michigan. Fuck. We got a schedule, baby. What's next?
November 9th, another bye week for Nebraska.
A bye week? So we're going to get Big Ten football with Michigan at Indiana, and then we'll go to the SEC with Oklahoma and Missouri. Next week.
November 16th, Nebraska will travel to the Coliseum to take on USC. No time announced yet.
We're assuming that they're not going to put that game at the same time as Oregon and Wisconsin because we're offered Oregon and Wisconsin. Early in the day, though, to kick off that Saturday, Tennessee versus Georgia. The next week.
November 23rd, Nebraska and Wisconsin, no time announced.
Nebraska and Wisconsin, we were offered Alabama versus Oklahoma, and then at night, Ole Miss at Florida. Bangers. It's like Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, banger after banger after banger. What's the following week, Bach?
The following week is rivalry week. Nebraska, of course, will play on Black Friday against Iowa at 6:30, but leaving Saturday's window open for us.
Saturday's wide open. Hey, how about these two ball games to get you through a Saturday of college football? We'll start with Auburn versus Alabama. And then we'll finish the day with Michigan, Ohio State. Not bad. Let's go into December. Bach, what do you have for December? Oh,
I hope we hope,
it's a bowl game. Yeah, we hope there's a bowl game. But we will carry the ACC championship, the Big 12 championship, the SEC championship, and the Big 10 championship. And then December 14th, America's game, Army versus Navy on the ticket. Hey, Bach, is that a football schedule for you? Or is that a football schedule for you?
That's quite an announcement. Like you said, all the primetime games for the NFL, heavy Cowboys and Raiders, which each have, you know, great seasons coming up for them. And then, again, as you go through this college football matchups, it gets me more excited for the season, the pandemonium, the craziness, and the big-time matchups that not only we'll have as college football fans, but we'll have right here at the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, just to fully engage, like, and go into great depth here, I just want to remind you, Husker, the ticket pregame and postgame won't be affected. In some of these cases, we will go straight from our pregame to a live broadcast of a game while you're watching the Huskers or listening to the Huskers. We're going to give other folks content. Now, some of the games, I can tell you, Colorado, we've been asked to do a live stream where we have ticket talent watching the Husker-Colorado game and kind of hanging out. So it's a Husker game hangout. And that's fine. We have sponsors who have asked us to do it for every game, which if we get full support, and again, you, the listener, you have a say-so here. Reach out to me. You can put it on the text line. You can email me. You can give me a DM me on social media. I know there are folks who would rather have a live conversation about the Husker game. Remember, we can't give play-by-play. We can't do that. But we can watch the game and talk about what's happening as long as we don't step on the play-by-play. We're not going to play the crowd noise behind it. We're not going to do that. But in some cases, it makes perfect sense. I would imagine that Colorado, Ohio State, USC. Probably Black Friday we will go. So the Friday night games, live stream. Because that'll be after high school football has ended. Right? Black Friday. Is there state football on Black Friday?
I don't believe so.
I know the state tournament goes into December, right?
Yeah, I just thinking on previous years, it doesn't feel like there's that.
Yeah, I was trying to remember that I don't think there was a game going on Black Friday. No, because high school football couldn't play at Memorial Stadium when they're playing Iowa at Memorial Stadium. So imagine on those Fridays, Friday night games, we'll be able to live stream. And here's what I know. In some cases, it'll be Bach and Carriker. In some cases, it'll be me and Jay. It could be Nick and Jay, or it could be me and Amon. There'll be different combinations of people who can do the live stream during game. In some cases, we won't do that. Now, if you want to be a part of it, let us know. I think it would be fascinating. And it would probably be crabs in a barrel to figure out that we could have a fan come in with us. But remember, there's only 12 games. So there's only 12 fans that could get an opportunity to come in and live stream with us during a Husker game. A lot of our fans are going to games. And a lot of fans don't want to be bothered. Like, listen, man, let me watch my Huskers and somebody else can talk about it. But I like the idea that we could have 12 ticket super fans who come in and do the live stream. Bach, you could think of some listeners that you know, you wouldn't be terrified to have to spend those 3 hours with them, right?
There's... Oh no, it's good to work with people. If they're newbies to radio, I might keep my hand over the dump button.
That part. Yeah. Well, and I think it would be the opposing team scores in a critical moment. We've had far too much of that in recent history to not do. So, hey, we'll throw it to break. We'll come back. We'll recap the schedule, recap the announcement. But there's NFL, high school football, and college football on the ticket this fall, and we're excited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.